This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his new running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, will make their first appearance as a ticket on Wednesday in the city of Wilmington, Delaware. The newly named pair plan to take on President Donald Trump and his vice president, Mike Pence, in the November general election. Harris is the first Black woman and the first Asian American to appear on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. She is the daughter of two immigrants, her mother from India and her father from Jamaica. VOA spoke to Harris's uncle, Gopalan Balachandran, who lives in New Delhi, India. He told VOA he always knew she was quite ambitious and wanted to run for public office. He added, "The women in our family are extremely strong, and she can handle the campaign." U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday, China's economic power is in some ways a greater global threat than the Soviet Union during the Cold War. One reason the top diplomat gave was that the Chinese Communist Party is already enmeshed in our economies, politics, and in our societies. Pompeo's remarks come after China's ambassador to London accused the United States last month of instigating conflict with Beijing before the November U.S. presidential election. U.S.-China relations have deteriorated sharply this year over issues such as Beijing's management of the coronavirus, its security clampdown in Hong Kong, and activities in the disputed South China Sea. Pompeo held talks with Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš in Prague earlier Wednesday on the second day of his week-long visit to Central Europe. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet condemned the use of violence by Belarusian authorities to peaceful protests on Wednesday. The protests were sparked after President Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory in Sunday's election. Bachelet said police were reported to have used excessive force, firing rubber bullets, using water cannons, and throwing stun grenades. She said it was believed more than 6,000 people have been detained in the last 3 days, including bystanders and minors. Bachelet said the reports of ill treatment during and after detention are even more disturbing. Police in Mali fired tear gas and water cannons at daybreak to disperse hundreds of protesters Wednesday. The protesters had occupied and spent the night in a Bamako square, demanding the resignation of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Thousands of people had gathered at Independence Square in Bamako on Tuesday after the opposition resumed protests as talks mediated by West African regional leaders to resolve the crisis stalled. The protests, led by an opposition coalition called M5RFP, have gained momentum in the West African country since June, following a contested legislative election in March. Protesters accuse the government of corruption and incompetence. The French Foreign Ministry said Wednesday that French citizens should avoid going to Niger when possible. This comes after six French aid workers were shot dead in Niger on August 9th. The Foreign Ministry said on its website that most of Niger was deemed a red high-risk zone. Three people died in a train derailment in eastern Scotland on Wednesday morning. The incident left train carriages overturned and piled on top of each other on a steep wooded slope, making it hard for emergency services to access the scene. Dark smoke billowed from the site of the accident in a narrow valley near Stonehaven, south of the city of Aberdeen. The British Transport Police said the driver was believed to have been among the dead. Six people were taken to the hospital with injuries not thought to be serious. Uzbekistan's government said on Wednesday it will lift its second lockdown starting from Saturday, promising to restore most services in the Central Asian country within days in order to revive the economy after it had shut down due to a new surge in COVID-19 cases. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. VOA News.